Real quick, I thought it was obviously a significant win. I felt like there were points in that game where we got to be smarter. And look, that sequence where we turn the ball over and we've got possession with momentum, all of those things, you know, and kind of get them right back in the game before the half. Even towards the finish there, but we'll learn from the tape. I thought overall all three phases played well. I thought we had some big plays from the kicking game that were significant. Defensively, we did a real good job, third down especially after that first series. And offensively, I thought we did a better job on third down in the second half than the first. But we ran the ball well again against, I think, a real good run front and a good team. So any questions? Just a gut. I mean, I think we did that a few years ago against them. It was just the time where we were in the game and felt like we had a good play as well. So a lot of times I felt confident in the play we had. Well, that's evident. You always have like one good, like, well, look, we have a handful of guys like that. You're trying to get a matchup sometimes at the end of the game and third down there. What I did not want is an incomplete with the clock still moving. So one of those outside receiver screens, I think, gave us a chance at that. And then possibly if they were in man, which they were, it was two men, then we had a linebacker, Luke, who was removed. Anyway, that's kind of what went into that thought. But by series, there's different – there's Mike Thomas, Mark Ingram. A lot of it depends on where we're at situationally. But down in there close, though, that was a play that we felt like all of us felt pretty good about. Thought it was outstanding. My only concern was when we sent specialists out for pregame, he stayed in with the quarterbacks. And I told him, listen, you're a specialist right now. But he did a great job. We had a couple spots for our game day roster because of a few injuries. He's big. He's strong. He can run. He had a good week of practice. And, look, you just don't want to be lining up next to him on kick coverage because you're going to look slow if you don't get going. And I thought it was a credit to his effort. He made a few big plays. I'm sure when we watch the tape, we'll see it. This week, you know, we're looking at the active-inactive portion of the roster, and then pretty soon you get over to that list and say, all right, who can help us in the kicking game? And he was the one guy that we felt like ran. He had size, and once that we started working him there on Wednesday, you know, it really jumped out. So he did punt, you know, did a few of the units, and I think he did well. Well, look, we saw it in practice, but this is a guy that's 6'2", 235, and runs a 4.42. All right? That's pretty good. I think it's probably the fastest quarterback time in the last 20 years coming out of the combine, if my memory holds it. You know, this guy was explosive. And so it just made sense. It made sense. And he plays with a passion. There's something about, you saw it during the practice week, and, you know, it came up in the game. No, this would be the first one. Yeah, it was significant. I saw it. Just finishing. You know, I mean, we always talk about, you know, finish with the ball and the offensive lineman doing that, and that epitomizes Max. You know, it was a big play. Because I agree, it was going to be right, and all of a sudden there goes an extra, you know, yard. And I'm sure when we see, you know, to see the snap, we'll see the effort on it. And it's really, ultimately, it's playing each down like it was your last. And, you know, he's someone that does that. We're coaching. Hey, you know, you're following the ball. You're getting out of the stack on defense. I mean, you're finishing the play. And you know, it was a real smart play by him. You're trying to get a block, and then you're down there with him, and he gets stacked up, and you're moving it. I thought so. I mean, yeah. Well, just, you know, him coming back healthy, he can run, and made a big play over his head early, I think in the second half. They tried to go on top of the post, but he's doing well. Yeah. Well, I think it's significant in the division against a good run defense like that. I mean, I think it was significant towards time of possession. It was significant towards us being better on third down. I, all of those things. It's a divisional game and an important game for us. So, you know, the guys up front did a good job. The runners had some big plays. It's part of, playing well as a team. Yeah, I won't get into the injuries. We'll just say that they were inactive. One was, one wasn't. We'll see where they're at next week. We won't go through any of it. It was better this week. It was better this week, you know. It was better this week. Guys did a good job, and I thought we played better. I thought that drive was significant. Because it included three. And, I think it's important. You know, you're not one-dimensional. You're in a little bit more control of the game. Just some silly stuff. I'm not ready. I think we're playing good football, and yet I'd like us to, it's a young team, so I think we're learning each week. You know, as coaches, our job is to keep teaching. Yeah, it wasn't like third and 10, we have to get Alvin. The thought was more, let's keep the clock moving here. Let's be mindful of the field position and the ball's out quickly. Does that make sense? And had I not maybe thrown the earlier one to Mike, it could have very easily been another, but there was a design and Alvin, was able to get man coverage. So he's smart. He's a guy that understands football and knows how to line up in some different spots, and he works at it. And, and at that point, Senio made a real good play. I think getting out, it's kind of one of those receiver screens. No. You don't think like that. You think about scoring on, a touchdown on your first drive or execution, and then when you get down to the two, there's still, where are we at here? So, no, it wasn't like, it wasn't until we got to fourth down. Yeah, it is what it is. No, I mean, there's nothing I can control about it. All right, thanks.